This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Bummer, whatever it is, and you go to Leonard Fournette, yep, and he can rush for 100 yards.
They got the other kid, Vaughn. Now, he fumbled, but he's actually a good player.
Their defense has left some room to be desired.
It has.
And certainly did against the Washington football team. And that, I think, is going to be what ends up costing them the trip. It's certainly not how. It's certainly not that offense or any ceiling on it. I have to go with Tampa Bay because of all the weapons, and you're just not going to beat Tom Brady three times. He's just not going to let you do it.
Yep.
Every time, if what it's going to take is scoring every possession, it feels like Tom Brady will get that done, particularly with all those weapons. So I'd go with T-Bay, and I'd go with T-Bay to win convincingly.
There we go. There.
Doesn't
you
sound
have
like
it.
We were on the opposite side of two.
Well, I mean, look, last
week we were a little bit. But
well,
not this week.
And we both went 5-2.
Hey, did you get that, BC?
What's
both
that?
Your men went 5-2 last week.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah. Again, that's against the spread.
We're actually we're launching a new app. It's called BetJJ. Where we're going to give our picks.
I will tell you, he beat BetQL yesterday on one very important bet, John Martin did.
That's because he's not a computer. What did he beat him on?
That over he hit hard.
Yeah.
Algorithm said go under, didn't it?
It said go
and
under.
And John, I
and
remember him on the show. Because I wasn't sure. I don't, and John was dead right.
Now, I wasn't sure on it either. The number was so large, it just proves how awesome Alabama was.
Well, let me say this.
Well, and speaking of overs and unders, didn't I tell you on Bears and Saints last week?
Said, yes, you did.
I said, go under on this one. Bears offense going to stink against a good – go. Yeah, I told you.
Yeah,
I'm
you
not
guys
so
are,
bad
guys
either.
Are...
I'm not so bad either. John said over.
They went over by a point.
He ain't always right.
They
it's
went
close.
Over by, one, by one
you
point.
You sweated it then.
Oh, for
bit.
Sure. For sure. I actually had a DraftKings boost where it was over 69 as well.
Yeah.
So they lowered it, and you get that boost plus 100.
There you go.
So
I should have done. I should have. I felt like a slap in myself. I should have done the Creasy Bear special on that FanDuel boosted odds
the
for
boosted
Alabama
odds
to win the whole thing.
You didn't
how many
do
was,
it?
Money?
How many? I
you
didn't
did
make
free
it. No,
money,
I just mean I didn't
Jason?
Make it the Creasy Bear special.
Oh, that was Creasy Bear lock.
I went and got it. Believe me, afterwards.
It was no line. You could get it straight up.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah, that was great. It was
went
50
from like
bucks,
minus
max.
310 to what minus 110 or
one
something.
You got
it was a great, great
so,
boost. Yeah.
Anyway,
take advantage.
NFL playoffs this weekend. Some pretty good games, actually. Some good matchups. Should be a hell of a weekend. We just gave you our picks. I'm sure we'll do this again closer to Friday.
You write them down since red hot.
We may think differently come Friday. Who knows?
You guys are pretty much in line with the computers on this one.
Okay. Well, I guess that's good. I guess that's a good thing. So we shall see. Divisional round this week in the NFL. We'll come back. Jeff Calk is going to join us at 125. We'll ask him about the Bills, how he plans to handle this weekend, and more. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, your sports radio vaccine.
Shop at home, curbside pickup, we'll bring it to you. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf, and yes, everyone including me is dealing with the new normal. Home selling and home buying is still going on as I watch the number of listings and contracts showing up in the multiple listing service each and every day. While people are staying home more, the irony of connectivity is keeping things closer than ever before. Recently, two different out-of-town buyers made offers on homes because they saw them online. They never actually visited the properties. They didn't kick the bricks, as we say. So stay safe, stay at home, and remember the preamble to the Code of Ethics of the National Association of Realtors. Under all is the land. If you want to discuss your individual situation and how we operate in the current environment, call or email me at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Shell Dunn Rosengarten, 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789.
Veterans face treacherous situations filled with peril while serving our country. Many veterans come home physically injured, suffering from PTSD, have traumatic brain injuries, or other ailments. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals and their homes. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Over the past year, Help Heal Veterans has sent nearly 500,000 therapy kits to isolated veterans and active military. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military, making things better together. Join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for 50 years. HealVets.org.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is an 8-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So yeah, the barbecue is great, but did you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue? They have a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Fried catfish, grilled salmon or chicken, and the best smoked wings around. You can see the menu online and even make a pickup order at MemphisBBQCO.com. That's MemphisBBQCO.com.
Looking for fine jewelry for that special occasion? Look no further than James Gaddis Jewelers. Hi, this is Jay Gaddis, and for over 60 years, my family has been here for Memphians on every occasion. Specializing in engagement, bridal, and custom design, we are here to make your dreams come true. Depend on us for birthdays, anniversaries, Valentine's, or any day in need of a smile. We have an extensive selection of gemstone, diamond, and pearl jewelry, watches, and designer pieces. Shop local at Poplar near Mendenhall in the heart of East Memphis. James Gaddis Jewelers, your family's jeweler.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Boardroom Out of Office Podcast. My name is Rich Kleiman, and I'm the co-founder of 35 Ventures alongside my business partner, KD. This show is all about the stories, the successes, and the struggles that have driven my favorite entrepreneurs in sports, business, entertainment, and technology. We're going to be talking to industry leaders about who they are, how they got here, and the things they've learned along the way that you might not expect. So subscribe and listen on Apple Podcasts, radio.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts, looking to buy or sell a home. I know a lot of people are right now, trying to take advantage of the market. Well, you can do that if you hire the right team. That right team is the Live Love Memphis Group. They know the market. They know how to get you top dollar for your home. And it's very simple. The only thing you need to do to get in touch is email them, info@livelovememphis.com.
Yeah, seller's market, you can make a lot of money, but not if you're getting the wrong advice. Jane got the wrong advice. Told you this example before, worth underlining again. She had two homes in Oakland and thought same thing. Okay, seller's market, I'm going to get a lot of money for them. Another agent, not with Live Love, told her the most she could get for them was $215,000 apiece, both out in Oakland, as we said, and would take them about 2 months to get them ready to go put them on the market. Okay, Jennifer Carstensen, who took care of me and has taken care of so many others over at Live Love, told Jane, no, don't listen to that other realtor. Put $8,000 into each home. will get you the most money possible over at Live Love. They listed both homes for $245,000, not $215,000. Did that 2 weeks later, not 2 months later. Both homes sold among multiple offers for over list price. That's the way they do it at Live Love. And again, you can't just hope that a seller's market is going to be the thing that takes care of you. You can still lose thousands potentially in terms of what you could get. You got to be with the right group. Get with the Live Love Memphis group at Remax Experts. They're at livelovememphis.com.
Really quickly, I saw this story at the New York Times, and I found it to be absolutely excruciating. So not to get in too much into the weeds here about a very niche topic, but cryptocurrency is the latest craze, right? There's a story up at the New York Times right now about a man named Stefan Thomas. He has two guesses, okay? He has two guesses left to figure out a password to his cryptocurrency wallet. And there is $220 million in it. He's got two guesses left before he's locked out forever. I just found that to be absolutely excruciating. Like, can you even, like, what do you, like, do you hire a hacker and pay him like $50 million?
Or it's your own password.
It's your own password.
You just can't remember?
Yeah.
You see, I don't know how ridiculous
dip,
that
what
sounds.
What a diphead.
That's, I mean, that's Brad and I's first reaction is, what a fool. It's your own doing. It's your password, and you've forgotten it to the point that you can't get to your $200-something million. That's foolishness.
Complete dumbass.
That's an idiot.
That's
idiocy.
The dummy of the day.
How do you not write it down or something if you've got that bad a memory where there's a threat that you may not be able to remember it?
Right.
You write that down and put it in a file somewhere, put it in the code in a safe? Like, what are you thinking
Whatever.
When you got that much money?
Yeah, so that is
why are some rich people so stupid?
Careless? I don't know. I don't know what.
No,
the,
that's
we'll talk
right
about
there.
It sometime.
But anyway, I saw that, and it's a really fascinating story out of the New York Times.
This cryptocurrency thing, I realize that it's volatile, it's up and down. I know there's money in it to game the market. I know you have at times dabbled in this, right?
I've got some crypto. Yep.
Not my bag. Like, I'm not.
Oh, I totally respect that. I don't have a lot of it.
You're
I don't have a lot of
my language either.
I don't have faith and understand it enough. My financial advisor, I think, is probably the same way. So
yeah, no, it's definitely not. I would definitely not recommend putting a lot of money in there. It's more of a I put it in there, forget it, don't really think about it, and we'll see where it is in 10 years, kind of a thing. I don't know.
Hopefully not too much.
But no. Not too much. I've got like 0.10 Bitcoin. So, like, not much at all.
Yeah.
And then I've got some Ethereum. I do have a few Ethereum.
Well, I don't know. Is that what they needed in Back to the Future to make the car?
Yeah. They needed
Ethereum.
Well, again, the Ethereum.
You know what I'm talking about? He needed Ethereum for the car
to go
Ethereum,
back. Yeah, Ethereum, yes. Which, okay. Which you can
what
buy.
What the heck are you talking about?
One Ethereum is like $1,200 right now.
Jeez.
That's how much it costs. And there are some analysts who expect to get to $3,600 or $50,000 by the end of the year, one Ethereum. I don't know. I gambled on it, took a shot. We'll see where we are. At least I know
Good
my
luck.
Damn password, though. I know my password. I can access it if I need to. We were talking earlier about something. On the college football championship game last night, obviously Alabama won in convincing fashion. Nick Saban gets number 7 there as a head coach. And
pretty impressive.
6 at Alabama, right?
Yes.
Where was the other one? LSU?
LSU, 2003.
LSU, and then 6 at Alabama. And I think the way to apply that locally here, I mean, obviously, first of all, I mean, Nick Saban's just he's the GOAT as far as I'm concerned.
Talk about why he's the GOAT.
Passes Bear Bryant. There at Alabama, and who knows? He may not look back. He may have 8. He may have 9, 10, 11. It's up to him, however many he wants to have, really and truly. But I think locally, what's interesting to me is that what are the ingredients? What is the formula for Nick Saban at Alabama? Well, recruit awesome players. That's number one. I mean, and that's what they do. But also, I think it is a sort of – it's a compromising of and a realization, acknowledging that, you know, even though I may be as accomplished as I am and I've been coaching for 30 years, that I still know I don't know everything. And I still know that I can bring in people who will help the cause, right? And if in the process they parlay that into opportunities somewhere else.
Benefit individually from it.
It's a net gain for
win-win.
Everybody.
Both sides.
I'm not threatened by Steve Sarkisian. I'm not threatened by Lane Kiffin. I may not agree with him fundamentally on many different issues. We may not see eye to eye politically or whatever you want to say, but I still recognize he has something to offer me and my program. Therefore, I am going to bring him in. I think that is just as much as anything else. As I mean, yes, you have to have awesome players first. That you can be the best hiring of people in the world, but you got to have the awesome players to correlate it with it. But I think that has been just as much to do with his success as anything else. It's just that approach.
Are you saying someone locally should take a page out of that book?
I mean, I think absolutely. I mean, that's what we've talked about the last, you know, several weeks here. I mean, and it's sort of it's been the focus. And I hate to single out one person, but I mean, the hiring of Jermaine Johnson is just, I mean, what is Jermaine bringing? That is just the question I would ask. Is he bringing recruits? Is he bringing, something that Penny doesn't have? No, I mean, it feels like Jermaine is a friend of Penny's, and Jermaine is somebody that Penny trusts. And that's really the only reason why he brought Jermaine in. Again, I'm not trying to attack Jermaine here. But it's really just it's emblematic of sort of where the program is. You would have liked to have seen that hire be, or any opening, right, go to somebody who can bring the program something that it doesn't have. And I think going forward, if there's an opening, which I'm assuming there will be at least one, maybe more, that is the mentality with filling it. Now, he did try to hire Nolan Smith.
Yeah, I was going
to
say. I mean, some of it it's because we realized, too, that it needs to be said just to add some context here. You didn't get your main guy
Correct.
In Nolan.
Yep.
For a while there, it looks like you're going to go with two.
Yes.
And whereas, you know, you probably look at it as, well, that spot was going to be open anyway.
Yep.
And you're probably paying next to nothing, essentially.
Sure.
Especially when you put it next to what you were paying Mike.
Sure.
Who's gone now. So some of that is free swing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I would think. But, no, to your point, though, this is going to be the question on Penny.
Yep.
To me, it feels like. Because I think most of us agree he could use a different kind of coach on that staff. And more so than a comparison to what the coach – but a different voice.
Yep.
And a more experienced voice. That is the point. And Penny has thought that. We've said it. It's worth having this conversation because he wanted someone like that when he first got the job. He wanted Larry Brown. So even at some point in his career, Penny thought that he could use some of that. Here's going to be the question. Is he like Saban, where it could be somebody, right, who could maybe change the way Penny looks at things offensively, doesn't necessarily jive with the way
right.
Penny does, but it could be the best thing for the program or, more importantly, for the personnel you have now. So more than getting into the X's and O's of it, it's more about the approach. It's what we're saying about Saban, the willingness to adapt, the willingness to give somebody the creativity on offense to say, you know what, go shine for us, and it's going to help us as a program. You got to let go of some of the control to do that. It requires a swallowing of the pride that we talked about. If you're going to be one of these guys that adjust, you've got to be able to do that, no matter how much pride you got. And so I'll throw this example at you. Would Penny consider hiring someone like a Danny Manning, who's been a head coach, right, has been through some situations where maybe says, you know what, well when I was at Wake, this didn't work for us. It's part of the reason why you got me right now, right? Here's what we decided to do, and in this instance, it didn't work, so let's try something else, Penny. And I'm not telling you Danny Manning's the perfect guy. Maybe the absolute wrong guy. But would you be willing to look at it and say, well, you know what? His experience could help me. He's been through it, so he might not agree with everything I say. He might have a different approach. Or is he a threat to me if I bring him in here? Because I would imagine that with many a young coach, you see, you know, you talk about going and getting that experienced guy. Well, what they would worry about is if that guy going to be trying to stab me in the back, take my job, right? And that's something that clearly you have to have the right guy on, but you're going to have to put that, you know, that fear, I guess, at some point behind you if indeed what you need is someone like this.
Right.
And so would you be willing to do that? And, again, it's probably not Danny Manning, but my point
just
is that.
The example
is
of Danny Manning.
I'm using the example of Danny Manning. Do you look at it as a threat, or do you look at it as, you know what, I've been weak in this area, and he makes me stronger in that area, and it's not just another yes on my staff. Here's a guy who's going to challenge me to grow, challenge me to be better, and has been through some stuff to where I'm willing to listen.
Because the natural human instinct is to be comfortable. We want to be comfortable. We don't want to
be challenged.
We don't
grow when we're comfortable, right. You and I have talked about this.
We don't want to be disagreed with on a daily basis. We want to just be told we're right. That's the natural human instinct. We don't want to be pushed. We don't want to be challenged. Penny had an opportunity to hire a former head coach. He chose not to. He chose instead to hire Jermaine Johnson over a former head coach. There's no point in me naming him, but he was a former head coach, and he would have absolutely brought it is what it is.
Well,
more experience to the staff.
Well, he would have hired one if the AD hadn't said no the first time point.
Yes, but Larry Brown is not the only coach in the history of the world who could have hired, right?
Sure.
So I just think moving forward, you know, if that opening and again, I think there will be openings. How will Penny approach them? Will he want to fill them with somebody that he just trusts and knows will, you know, go along to get along? Or is he going to address it in a way that brings somebody? Because I think Sam Mitchell was that, right? Sam Mitchell was the former – he was an NBA head coach, but Sam Mitchell was an older guy who damn sure was not just going to say what he thought Penny wanted to hear. Right, he brought
Sam will speak his mind.
We
knew that just from talking to him a couple times.
I wonder how the Tex-Mex restaurant's doing. You know, I do wonder.
I mean, are they taking off? I don't even think it's a Bitcoin situation.
Well, Bitcoin is exploding. It was parabolic a couple weeks ago before the crash.
That's what I'm saying. It's crashed now. It's volatile. Yes. I don't even think we're not anything with the Tex-Mex.
Very volatile. Now I can get into the. We only have 21 million Bitcoins that are mined. If you want to get into that, maybe we'll do that another show.
I don't know what you're talking about. All I know is on my PayPal it says, do you want any Bitcoin? And I say, no.
You don't want Bitcoin.
That's what I said. That's how much I know about Bitcoin.
PayPal charges exorbitant fees. You don't want to get it on PayPal. We'll get into that later. We'll get into that later.
But anyway, get some Bitcoin.
I think that is absolutely what is hanging over this program. Last night you saw what can happen if you leave your ego at the door, period, point blank.
That's hard for young coaches to do, John.
Well, I would say Penny's not that young.
That's not unique to Penny. He's young. When I say that, and I've stumbled a couple times saying it, you understand what I mean.
A new coach.
Yes, new coach. Penny, yes. I don't mean young. I mean,
yes.
Josh was young. So
yes.
I guess
I need to stipulate
in this instance.
Josh was both new and young.
Yes, in relatively inexperienced college coaches.
Correct.
Put it that way.
You know, I go back to last summer when James Wiseman was still on the team, or I guess 2 summers ago. He said, you know, we got to check our egos at the door. We got to leave our egos at the door. And I think that is going to be, when you think about the next 5 years at Memphis, will it sink or will it swim? It's going to be, will Penny be able to do that?
Well, what I would say is this, and it may just be me talking or it may be onto something, but when Penny's had a guy leave, he's talked about it in the case of Sam Mitchell. Feels like I'm pretty sure I heard the same thing when he's talking about, you know, replacing Mike Miller. He's talked about the chemistry,
mm-hmm.
right, and wanting everybody to be on the same page. And I'm just saying, you can still have guys that disagree with the way things are being done and still have good chemistry isn't just hearing everybody tell you you're doing it the right way all the time.
Yep.
Okay, good chemistry can still be being challenged and all that kind of – but I worry if what Penny wants to hear is everybody sort of on that just kind of get – what's the way you put it? Get along to get along.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what he considers good chemistry. You can still get that situation and be challenged. Right, and still have it.
Yep.
But I just wonder if his definition of good chemistry is having assistants who, you know, in this case, you know, don't have that experience to be able to say, you know what, this is what we went through, this is a better way.
Yep.
Or Penny, you know, being willing to listen to that. So that's going to be some of it. Nick Saban's willing to do it. The greatest are willing to do it. If you're going to get up there and get what you want, at some point you're going to have to swallow that pride.
Yes.
And we all think it could be benefit. Is it the end-all, fix-all? Does it fix everything for Penny Hardaway? No.
Well, no, because you still have to be able to, you know, score points.
You got to score points. You got to get the players. You got the defensive part licked.
Yep.
But could it be beneficial? Absolutely. I think Penny knows that.
We'll ask Jeff Calkins about what he thinks, how he's going to get ready for the Bills game this weekend, his thoughts on Nick Saban. Lots to get to with Jeff Calkins on the other side. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN.
Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Zubin Mahinty.
We're back on Wednesday. The Jets have the number 2 overall pick, but I'm going to tell you why they shouldn't fall in love with Heisman winner Devontae Smith. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, Wednesday.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, weekday mornings 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. Live on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' number 1 sports place.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
Memphis' sports station.
Are you a cast kind of better? Try Action 24/7 for cash deposits and withdrawals. Visit action247.com for locations. Cash deposits and withdrawals from your Tennessee sportsbook. Action247.com. You got action.
Please bet responsibly.
Hey, listeners, it's Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. Once again, welcoming you to exceptional service. Give us a call today at 388-0852. That's 388-0852 to get your best prices of the year now that the holidays are behind us.
The Etceteras podcast, hosted by Kevin Durant and Andy Gonzalez, dives into the landmark cultural moments that have helped shape the world as we know it today. The Etceteras podcast, available on radio.com and Apple Podcasts.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/real. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/real. That's forhims.com/real for your free online visit. forhims.com/real.
For the ones standing guard. For the eagle-eyed. For the knights in shining armor. And for all those who support them, we are Grainger, your experienced safety partner, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Introducing Fidelity Income Planning. We look at how much you've saved, how much you'll need, and help you build a straightforward plan to generate income, even when you're not working. A plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time. Talk to us today so we can help you go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSC, SIPC. Let's go!
Wendy's new classic chicken sandwich is now in the 2 for $5, and that's reason to celebrate. Try the new classic and then take your mouth on a victory lap with the iconic Dave single, the delicious spicy chicken sandwich, spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, or just get another classic chicken sandwich. Taste greatness today with Wendy's 2 for $5. We got you.
For a limited time, a la carte only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin. With all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
It's cold outside. It was snowing last night.
Man, yeah.
So you want to make sure your heater does not go out on you. If you have the misfortune of that happening, don't fret. Call our friends at OPOX. It's Oscar Pruitt AC and Heating Services. OPOX.com. Call them, 901-443-5153. I did it last week, as a matter of fact. Came right out same day. And if I had any questions, they were right there again. That's the service that you get with OPOX. Again, on the web, OPOX.com.
You're not going to be on a lot with as cold as it is, so you need it running efficiently. You can have OPOX install state-of-the-art Nest thermostats. They'll help you lower that MLGW bill that's going up, up, up during this time. Also got iWave R air purifiers that are installed in your duct air conditioning system to destroy the COVID-19 virus along with other germs in your home. So it'll be working efficiently, cleanly. Visit OPOX.com. It's OPACHS.com. Get it right. OPOX Heating and Air. You can call them up 901-443-5153.
Jeff Calkins is the host of Jeff Calkins Show, sports columnist over at the Daily Memphian, and he joins us now. Hey, Jeff.
I have a question for you.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
when you get wings for lunch, okay, what's the right number of wings? I just had party wings for lunch. What's the right number of wings for lunch?
Well, if they're 10, 10's the number.
Six. Oh, you're...
Brad, what's your number, Brad?
I would probably go 6 to 8. I probably wouldn't go 10. That seems a little heavy.
Big boys.
Yeah.
What do you think I went, Brad, Jeff, John? What do you think I went?
I think you went 10.
10.
I did go 10. John, it is funny. Like, John nailed it right off the bat.
Yeah.
Bang. Yeah, I got 10.
I feel like 6 is just, you're kind of cheating yourself there a
little
bit.
Are you still getting your runs in, Jeff?
I think. No, I didn't think so.
Oh, no.
Halloween, I can't run anymore. I think my running career is over. Mm. I'm just ballooning, and in order to accentuate that, I went and had 10 party wings, and then if you do that, you split it 5 and 5, 5 one favorite,
yes.
5 of another, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I just wanted to quit. I wanted to make sure I was making.
Where'd you
right.
go? Did you go to the Winger or somewhere else?
Unless they pay me, I don't mention the name of establishments on the radio show.
Well done. Gracious. Well done.
Goodness. Well, maybe they'll
he's
pay you.
He's a cash endorser now, John. He's moved on from those old CA days.
I don't currently have a wing sponsor, but if anyone wants to sponsor, if any wing outfit wants to sponsor the Jeff Dawkins show,
good job.
I'm willing. Now, I won't just sponsor anyone. I'm from Buffalo, for God's sakes. I have pride. I would, if they're interested, I will come to their establishment, I will sample the wings, and I'll see if they're worthy of my endorsement. And if so, we might be able to reach some kind of arrangement. But beyond that, you know.
All right, thanks for coming on today, Jeff. Really do appreciate it. I mean, what
pleasure helping you do business.
Yeah, I feel like
we're have to name a dish after Jeff Calkins.
Yeah, we're allowing you to
what
use
are the other
our
stipulations.
Well, what we're not going to do here is allow you to come on our show and use it as propaganda. This is not telemarketing.
Instead, what am I interrupting talk about whether you're having sex with your pregnant wife or not?
That was yesterday.
That's
okay.
That's
well said,
let's
Jeff.
Get to the old whether my wiener's hitting my baby in the head
good
conversation
good
that
job.
We're missing here.
Well, still, I mean, I'm not going to let you come on here and have some insurrection.
And you just used that as an excuse. We know better. Mm-hmm. Like we know the anatomy.
Yeah, that's an excuse. That's not the way it works.
Well,
yeah,
there's no
inflicting damage on the little girl there. Well,
that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That's what R. Kelly once sang.
Yeah, it's not the only penis she's going to see in her life anyway. So
and
who cares?
I'm sticking up to it. And I'm sticking to it. And I'm sticking to it. All right, look, we do have a lot to
he
get
is.
To, other than
you
campaigning for.
Sports.
I mean, I listen to your show every day. I mean, and I hear plenty of endorsements. I mean, it ain't like you're hurting over there in the Caucus Estate. And so
I think it's beneath you.
I think it's beneath you to come on our show and campaign.
Not beneath me. I think it's an opportunity. There is no one else on the radio airwaves from Buffalo here, the home of the wing. And so I would think it is – I'm really trying to do a service here. I would think it would be an opportunity for someone to realize that they have a rare matching opportunity. Did you see that there was actually – there was a – I tweeted it out over the weekend. Someone got a tattoo. A Buffalo fan got a tattoo, and it was the Buffalo logo, but it was actually a wing – a wing shaped like the Buffalo in the Buffalo logo, and the stripe, the thunderbolt, that was a celery stick.
Yep,
and it was just genius. And it was a great tattoo. And Ben texted me, my son, and said, "If we win the Super Bowl, I now have them all as Bills fans. If we win the Super Bowl, are we all getting that as a tattoo?" And I think it's the first time I would consider a tattoo. But that's someone else's tattoo. Can you copy it? Like, is that?
No, I mean, I would not do that same tattoo. I would just get a Bills tattoo.
It's so great, though. No, I don't want to. It was a hell of a clever tattoo.
It was.
It even had blue cheese in it. Not ranch, by the way. Blue cheese. It had blue cheese into it as well. And what were you going to ask me before I commandeered your show?
Yeah, you certainly did. Everybody, Jeff's hurting. Can please advertise on his show.
I didn't say that. Not everybody, just the best of whatever the category is. Go ahead.
Fair enough. Well done, sir. Congratulations to you on all your success. We were going to ask you about the Buffalo Bills, though. That's where we were going to start before getting to a topic that's local. But we will start with Buffalo. And I wanted to ask you, and maybe help people understand why you are not personally participating in the Buffalo Bills postseason run.
I am participating. I'm fully participating.
Not actively, though. You're not actively participating.
I'm actively participating. I read about them every day. I listen to the press conferences. I log on to WGR, the flagship station of the Buffalo Bills, here at the talk at another intercom station. And I'm fully, fully participating, except when it comes to actually watching the games, which I find too nerve-wracking, and I think people would can understand about that. But even then, I'm following along. I occasionally peek at my phone, or someone will text me, and if they go up, by two scores, mm-hmm. and so it's safe, then I'll watch. But beyond that, I can't bear it. It's not a particularly manly approach to being a fan. I'll grant you that. But
I don't think we have to bring gender into it.
No, you're right. I regretted it as soon as I said that. Thank you for calling me out on that. There's an implication there that men are stronger than women. Which
yeah,
is not
we reject true. That on so this show.
We reject that. Thank you. That kind of stereotyping that I fell prey to there. I apologize. Honestly, like I sat down to try to watch the whole thing last week, and I just about 5 minutes in, and I said, I'm not enjoying this at all. Mm. Like, there's nothing about this that I'm enjoying. It was not the same kind of non-enjoyment that Jason was having when he was watching the Bears. That was a totally different kind of not enjoying it. Mine was, I just don't enjoy that kind of excruciating tension.
That's what she
and
said.
It was excruciating tension for the entire freaking game. I went back and I watched the complete game in its entirety, and it was really fun knowing that we triumphed in the end.
Mm-hmm. I do wonder, did you said your boys are Bills fans. Did they become Bills fans? Were they Bills fans the entire time? Was it after you got Josh Allen and all of a sudden he's a revelation? And if they were Bills fans the entire time, did you ever feel guilty for having a hand in that? Because I've often blamed my dad for what's going on with me and the Bears. See what I'm getting at? Yeah.
It's not the best thing to be. Like, much better, if you were going to be something, be an Alabama football fan.
Man.
You know, like, if you just have your
life's
choice,
good.
Like,
you're right. Isn't
life is good. Now, you wonder if there's going to be some inevitable decline at some point when Saban's gone, right? And so, but my God, life is good if you're an Alabama fan. So I would choose that. Ben, when he was young, for whatever reason, he was a Steelers fan briefly. So there's like a Steelers football floating around the heights and stuff.
Okay.
But then he realized that was silly. And so then he became a Bills fan. And no, they were Bills fans before this run. I mean, they were a Bills fan last year when Josh Allen was crazy ass wild Josh Allen, right? I mean, they bought me tickets to go to the Houston playoff game against the Bills, which was one of my great fatherly experiences. It was really nice for my kids to buy me that for a Christmas present, forced me to actually watch the game. But it was wonderful. And the weirdest thing is like, it would be as if, Jason, really almost no different. It would be as if all of a sudden Mitch Trubisky was one of the three best quarterbacks in the league.
Right.
Like, who would have imagined that Mitch Trubisky, who everyone was mocking, all of a sudden, 1 year, like if this year he had come out and been MVP quality Mitch Trubisky, you'd go, what the hell? That is no less than that's what happened to Josh Allen. We haven't ever seen anything like this. A quarterback who was, there were certain people who liked him coming out of, not Kuiper liked him, but by and large, certainly all the analytics people and whatever just
inaccurate.
Mocked him.
Yep, no question.
And he turned, and now he's, and I don't know whether he'll be this forever. I hope so. It'll be interesting. Brian Daboll will probably get a head coaching job, the offensive coordinator, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But to see a guy like that sort of become one of the three best quarterbacks in the NFL, it's astonishing. And it is great fun to be a Bills fan because I also think I can now, knock on wood, I think it's possible that I can look forward to, 5 to 7 to 10 to who knows if it'll be a 15-year run because he still does depend on athleticism. And so will he be more like Cam Newton in terms of a brief period of excellence?
Mm-hmm.
He's a better passer than Cam Newton. But it looks like for the next, 5 to 10 years, I will have a fun team to root for. And that's been rare in my lifetime.
We are, of course, talking to Jeff Calkins. He joined
us. You deserve it.
Every single week here on the show, although I do think your run's over.
I think you're
going to lose this weekend.
Here's the thing. When you say that to me, if you say that to someone else, it's like, ooh, them's fighting words, right? I always think they're going to lose. So I think it's going to over. I think it's over, too. You can't hurt me with that.
Like, I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm really not trying to hurt you.
Okay.
I'm just trying to.
If when I go to FanDuel and bet on the Bills, I will bet against the Bills.
That way you're hedging a little bit, right? I mean, you're hedging
emotionally. Yeah,
it's actually very smart to do that because either way you win, your team wins, and you're $50 or whatever it is. If they lose, well, you got $50.
Well, you can argue though that it's there's no pure delight. You can't say, my God, my team won, and I've got $80 where I only had $20 before, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could argue that what you're doing is you're guaranteeing a loss one way or another either. I believe in hedging my bets, absolutely. And I do think their run is likely over because Baltimore is so effective at running the ball, playing damn well recently. Bills, for whatever reason, can't stop the run to save their lives. And it will depend on Josh Allen continuing to be brilliant. And he could. Maybe he will, but I would bet against him. Yes, absolutely. But I always do.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. A couple of other things. Nick Saban and Alabama football, are they the greatest dynasty in sports?
Oh, I don't. I haven't. I mean, are they better than UCLA basketball was, or the Boston Celtics were, or whatever? Are they better than the New England Patriots? Because here's the thing about Nick Saban, and I think he's great. I think it's unbelievable what he's done, et cetera. But in the end, he can go out and get the best players every year. Like, he's got six first, and now he does. He does do it. Everyone could go out and get them, but he goes out and gets them. He's got six first-round draft picks this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
well, they didn't appear in Ohio, out of thin air.
And Ohio State's got four. I know where you're going. And they didn't.
Right.
Yeah.
No, he didn't just snap his fingers,
and all of a sudden, here they are.
And
wow.
They got dominated.
It is a truly great, incredible run. And I thought your point, as I was eating the wings from the place that I will not name because they don't pay me to name them, and so, listen, I'm not going to do that. I was listening to you, and I thought your point about Nick Saban and Penny Hardaway was instructive, that the best coaches are willing to adapt mm-hmm. and change and learn and all of that. Now, I do wonder with in football, there's less ego attached to – like football coaches are commonly CEO. It is the rare thing for a football coach, not rare, but less common, to also be a coordinator, right? It's more common for the coach to have coordinators, have both.
Yeah.
And so there's an element of you already are in football are ceding control in a way that you aren't necessarily in basketball. It's also true that Nick Saban, I think it's in just terms of coming to grips with your ego, he was successful winning the old way and won titles winning the old way, and then he adapted. So he wasn't failing, and then he adapted, which is still the wise thing to do. But he had success, and I think that having success gives you comfort and makes you probably more apt to be willing to say, I guess it could cut either way. You could either be stubborn about it, say I've won this way before, to his credit. But I think that those are the things that make it a slightly different situation than Penny's. I agree completely that Penny is going to have to figure this out in the way that he has not yet, and probably relying on a assistant who could fill in the gaps would be wise. I think it, for those two reasons, it's slightly different than the Nick Saban thing, although I was fascinated by the comparison, and I think the point is well taken.
Which one of those Alabama guys you think is the best pro? I think it's a fascinating question. They've got six. I'll run the names by Devontae Smith. They've got Dallas. McShay's got Dallas taking Patrick Surtain, the second. Jalen Waddle to the Raiders. Mac Jones going to the Colts. And, again, maybe not necessarily the situation, but which guy do you like the most? Christian Barmore, who made himself a lot of money last night on that defensive line for Alabama, or Najee Harris. Which of those guys you think is the best pro out of?
I mean, I'm going Devontae Smith as the best pro.
He's a man among boys yesterday. Yep.
He's unbelievable, right? But I think beyond that, I think Najee Harris is really good. You know, it's funny to me that, I mean, obviously running backs are devalued, but it's only recently that he's even being talked about as a first-round pick. And now there are places. I think the most recent mock draft over in The Athletic has him going ahead of Travis Etienne, which is interesting.
Wow.
So he's certainly really good. And then I think the defensive lineman, who most people don't know, he's only he's a redshirt sophomore. Obviously, Alabama didn't have the defense that they've had, you know, in the past. Mm-hmm. Their offense is otherworldly. But Barmore is, I think he's a redshirt sophomore, likely to come out, likely to be a first-round pick. And Alabama defensive linemen have been really good, and I think he will be really good. I'd probably go Smith, Barmore, and Najee Harris as my
I like that.
Best three. But, I mean, they're all, you know, Waddle's good. The only question if one is Mac, and it's just you just don't know. Like, how much of that is
exactly
the people around him, and how I don't know
me.
How you separate that out. And I think for that reason, his workouts will be hugely important.
Sure.
Because, you know, there you're going to see him in – I don't know if he'll go to the combine or not, if he'll be a combine, for God's sakes. But it'll be interesting to see what he's like in individual workouts. I expected he'd get picked late first round, but I don't, you know. That one to me is – I have no idea. I just like with Kyle Trask. I have no idea how good Kyle Trask mm-hmm. is going to be. How much of that is because he had the best tight end in the world, and or how much of it is because Kyle Trask is going to be a great pro. I don't know.
Yeah. Jeff, man, I always appreciate
Thank
the time
you,
as always. Thank you.
See you, man. Bye.
Yep. He is Jeff Coggins, joins us every single week here on the
Always
show.
Flexible, always adaptable.
Yes.
Jeff
that's right.
Calkins.
That's right.
Appreciate him.
We will come back. Some new protocols in the NBA, which are really quite something. We'll get into those when we return. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's 92.9's BetQL Countdown to Kickoff. This Sunday morning from 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. Hosted by Nick Costas. Previewing all the bets, wagerment, the biggest guests, and the breakdowns of each and every football game in the league.
What's up, everybody? Nick Costas here. We'll cover the spread, total, player props, and much more. With the best voices in the industry, you won't find a better way to prep for all six wildcard matchups. You can follow along on the BetQL app for the latest betting info on each game.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. At the LASIK Vision Institute, we're offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye, plus affordable financing. Go to LASIK.com and see if LASIK is right for you. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience all more affordable than you might imagine. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. That's LASIK.com. Individual results vary. $220 per eye price available based on prescription. Go to LASIK.com for details. Patients age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses.
Okay, so sports were meant for spectators. The roar of the crowd, the victory high fives. Even the upsets hurt less when you're with your crew. At Gold Strike's BetMGM Book Bar and Grill, we'll celebrate every game-making play and mourn every loss with you. The hottest action in the Mid-South's largest Vegas-style sportsbook. Serving crowd pleasers from wings and nachos, along with a large selection of drafts. BetMGM Book Bar and Grill, the king of sportsbooks, only at Gold Strike. Must be 21, gambling problem, call 1-888-777-9696.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
You need a drink? I recommend doing it with Blue Note Juke Joint Kentucky Bourbon Whiskey. It's my go-to whiskey. It should be yours as well. It's aged a minimum of 3 years. It's crafted right here in Memphis. Smoother than smooth and bolder than the blues. And every time you buy a bottle, you know that you are purchasing a drink and a product that's made right here in Memphis. Look for it wherever your favorite liquors are sold. You'll see it. It is the bottle with the blue label and the guitar. Great looking bottle. Great taste. That's what you get every time with Blue Note Juke Joint. You can drink it neat. You can make a cocktail with it, drink it on the rocks, however you choose to do it. It is absolutely smooth and smooth, delicious, any way you choose. Again, available wherever your favorite liquors are sold. Don't wait. Go pick yourself up a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint today.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
I love my Charmin Super Mega Frozen Charmin. Goes last long, it's TP Goals, yeah. Charmin's got six rolls in one, lasts forever on my buns. Only Super Mega when I'm cleaning, Charmin's got my booty believing.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is six regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway, like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call. But managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescription costs and will deliver them for free. No wonder CVS customers are better than most at staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. Come in or call today and get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Delivery restrictions apply. Visit CVS.com for details.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin. With all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
If you need a new roof, look, it's never a good feeling. We've all been there. But if you do need a new roof, there's some good news. We've got a recommendation. That's McCully Roofing and Renovations. My man Chris McCully is going to get you taken care of. He did that for me about a year ago this time. I noticed the leak, and I was beside myself. I was distraught, Jason. It's not a good feeling. Got to get the bucket.
That's awful.
Oh, you can see all the moisture coming down. It's just a very bad situation. But I didn't even have to worry about much after I called my man Chris McCully. He got everything taken care of with the insurance. I actually got the whole thing covered because there was storm damage. And that's exactly what he will do for you, give you the best opportunity to not have to worry about your roof. Give him a call, 901-487-7096. And if you mention that you heard this on the Jason and John Show, Chris is going to hook you up with free roofing upgrades. What are you waiting for?
Yep, they'll do the insurance claims like John talked about, new roofing repair. Maybe it's just as simple as some missing shingles from some storm damage. They'll take care of you. Voted most popular roofing company, McCully Roofing and Renovations was by Memphis Most. Check out all those five-star reviews over on their Facebook page. You can call them up as well if you're ready to get started. 901-487-7000. Start over. 901-487-7096. Again, 487-7096. Call up McCully Roofing and Renovations. They'll take care of whatever you've got, little or big.
So as you guys know, the NBA right now is in a world of hurt when it comes to postponements. The Boston Celtics just had their third straight game postponed because of health and safety protocols. And the NBA has drafted a brand new list, a long list of new protocols that they are putting in place. I will just go through these here. So for at least the next 2 weeks, players and team staff are required to remain at their residence when the team is in its home market at all times, except to attend team-related activities at the team facility or arena, exercise outside, or perform essential activities or as a result of extraordinary circumstances. Away from work interactions are limited to those with household members, family, and any personal staff working regularly in the home. When on the road, players and team staff are prohibited from leaving their hotel.
Wow.
It's great.
Or interacting
Love
with
it.
Non-team guests at the hotel. So previously there was an approved list of restaurants, right? Like there were some in Memphis as well that teams could leave the hotel to patronize, right?
They're telling you to stay in your own bubble.
Yep.
You cannot leave now.
Smart.
Well, they gotta get this season on the road.
Yep.
I mean, they'd,
so
I
they
mean,
got more, more people should do stuff
so
like this.
So do they reopen the snitch line?
I don't think they reopen
because
the snitch
I would
line.
Imagine, like, when you're away from the bubble, like, guys are going to do. I mean, we saw early on, there, you know, guys are willing to challenge it or go get the food or whatever. You're telling me every guy's going to stay in the hotel and abide by this? You got to enforce
it.
You're going to have folks that snitch. And
it's a lot.
I'm sure the line's back open again if they're going to be this strict. I understand the necessity to do so, but the idea that you're going to get all of them to abide by it seems pretty far-fetched.
I think you're right. For at least the next 2 weeks, any pregame meeting in the locker room is limited to no more than 10 minutes in duration, and all attendees must wear a face mask. All other meetings involving players and team staff must continue to occur on the court in a league-approved space or at the arena in a room large enough to provide for at least 6 feet of distance. Players are prohibited from arriving at the arena more than 3 hours before tip. During the pre- and post-game periods, players must limit interactions to elbow or fist bumps, avoid extended socializing, and maintain 6 feet of distance as much as possible.
Helpful. Very smart.
What if I meet a hottie at the Minnesota game? She's one of the few that can be there. I see her. I want to take her out because I'm going to be in Minnesota for a couple more days. I want to take her out. You're telling me I can't.
That's exactly what
and
I'm
that,
telling you.
And that starts to get back to a grown man's freedom where a grown man probably going to have a problem with that, no matter how safe we want to be, right? You know, you see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. No, I mean, listen, the protocols make total sense on paper. I just don't see any way that the NBA, and a lot of these players, by the way, and this is something that Brian Windhorst brought up.
How do you get this past the Players Association?
Well, they've already, a lot of the players, hundreds of players have already contracted the virus. So how are you going to get them to buy into these protocols when in their minds they feel like they've read the reports about reinfection being quite rare?
Uh-huh.
How are they going to buy into, I'm not leaving my house? I mean,
but they could still transmit it, though.
Well, maybe. I don't know if we know the science on that. I mean, it's the science is still out for, the jury. But I think, again, I understand the protocols. I understand why they're doing this. I think it's just a matter of compliance and in practicality. How will the teams and players, you know,
that
react?
Works when you've all agreed, everybody's agreed to come down to Orlando and be a part of it, right? Does it work when they're out and they're living their lives? I just don't know if you can enforce that.
Well, I mean,
great idea.
Oh, for sure. On paper.
Great purpose, all of that stuff. We understand why.
You have to do it.
It's can you get it done?
You got to do it.
You have to do it. It's just, to me, it's a question of what is the compliance rate going to be with these guys?
Well, in a league where the players feel like they're the ones with the power.
Right.
Good.
And they feel like, really? Like, why are we even playing games right now then if we can't even leave our hotels?
Well, especially to your point, you got young guys who think, I've already been through it. How are you going to tell me how to live my life? I'm going to do what I want to do. You know, you're going to have some of that inevitably
because,
in the league.
Because, I know the NFL had some, you know, later in the season they had some moments where they tightened the protocols, but I don't recall them being – I mean, maybe they were this restrictive and we just didn't talk about it. But this feels like, especially in this league in particular, you know, there's a little bit more structure in the NFL now. You know, it's just a little – the dynamics of the league are a lot different. They're probably a little bit more receptive to this. In the NBA, like you mentioned, there might be a little bit of pushback. So we shall see, what happens over the next several weeks. This is at least a 2-week minimum mandate for the NBA. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks, of course, to our man Bear Jones, and thanks to Jeff Calkins for joining us on the show today. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. They're going to be breaking out all the action from the championship game and more. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
92.9 ESPN from Radio.com.
Memphis and the Mid-South's flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Zubin Mahinty.
We're back on Wednesday. The Jets have the number 2 overall pick, but I'm going to tell you why they shouldn't fall in love with Heisman winner Devontae Smith. Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin, Wednesday.
Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin, weekday mornings 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. live on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's number 1 sports place.
92.9 ESPN from Radio.com.
Memphis's sports station.
Hey, it's Shaq with Homer Skelton, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Millington. The Start Something New sales event's going on now. 0% up to 84 months on new Ram trucks, Cherokees, Renegades, Compass, Grand Cherokees. Visit us at HomerSkeltonCDJ.com. See why a bunch of normal guys in the car business changing lives 4 tires at a time.
Ditch the card. Bet with cash at Action 24/7. Visit Action247.com for a location near you. Cash deposits and withdrawals from your Tennessee sportsbook. Action247.com. You got action.
Please bet responsibly.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
What do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey, guys. Good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/real. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/real. That's forhims.com/real for your free online visit. forhims.com/real.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.